show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello and welcome to our new Saturday podcast.
Hello.
So previously we did a Married at First Sight podcast on Saturdays.
But that's over.
That is
over.
No
one cares about that anymore.
And it ended and we were like,
that was doing all right.
We got to fill the spot. So we've decided we're going to do a podcast on Saturdays, which is all the bits that didn't get in the Monday to Friday podcast. Bit of new stuff as well too. So it's exciting,
yeah.
But we don't have a name for it yet.
It's all the stuff that hit the cutting room floor.
Actually, Hayley.
We're going to get it off the floor and put it all back together.
I'm going to get Hayley in here.
She can't hear you. It's a soundproof door.
Hayley, can you come in here for a sec?
Just yelling at a soundproof door. Hayley.
Jump on guest mic two. We're just recording the welcome and the hello.
Yeah.
To our first Saturday podcast.
Oh, hi.
And I was saying that we don't have a name for it yet, but I believe you two yesterday, because I was ridiculously late to a meeting with you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
There are some ideas potentially for a name for this.
The Leftovers Reheated was thrown around the room because it's leftovers and we're trying to make them into a meal.
Yeah.
The only idea I had was, go with me on this, Cliffo and Gabby's Saturday Smorgasbord, I thought.
Is that because you get a bit of everything?
Yeah, a bit of everything. Yeah. You get a smorgasbord.
Why is everything food related?
Bit of everything. Look at the size of me. Food is life. You know what? Let's not come up with one now. Let's not rush a name.
Okay.
Let's marinate on it over, you know, today, Saturday, or
and
Sunday.
If anyone else has any suggestions,
yeah,
send
maybe
us
we'll
a message
open it.
On Cliffo and Gabby at Instagram.
Is it too self-indulgent to even do a phoner on the show next week and ask the question, what should we call our Saturday podcast?
I like that idea. Let the people have their say.
I feel like it's not self-indulgent. We're doing this for everyone listening. It's not for us.
It's for your ears.
It's for you
guys.
We love you. We want you to enjoy your Saturday morning.
Well, they're our working titles. We'll put them on paper and we'll try and bring it to the show at some point next week. And we're just going to launch this baby with a bang.
Yeah, but
podcasting on a Saturday.
It's the best of.
Mind blown. Anyway, enjoy it.
Enjoy. Got in my car this morning and it smells rank. It smells like wet dog because over the weekend, no, it's actually not on the weekend, it was on Friday, so it's been smelling for a while, but on Friday I was on my way to work and I had an open thing of milk. It was like one of those 1 litre cartons, so you can't close the lid.
And why was it open?
Because I run out of milk at work and I only had this one at home that I'd already opened and used, but I knew that I was not going without coffee and I drink lactose-free coffee, so I couldn't just steal other people's coffee, so I had to bring milk.
Now, just next time, if you're telling a story about a litre of milk been opening your car, like that's a valid question.
It is a valid question.
Is Gabby making cornflakes on the highway?
Maybe.
No, because you bring your own Zimmel in.
I bring my own Zimmel so I can have coffee, and you don't want to see me without coffee.
No,
so you should be thankful that I brought the milk.
And I definitely don't want to see you if you have coffee with lactose in it.
Exactly.
I do not want to be there when that is.
No one wants to see that. That is not a fun time for anybody. So I had my bottle of water, which leaks a little bit, and I had my open milk on the seat next to me.
Gee, you're
and
just a bloody circus balancing act on the way to work, aren't you?
In hindsight, I should have put the seatbelt around them, but I didn't. I thought I'd be okay. So the whole way to work, I'm watching these bottles,
you're
and
balancing.
Around every corner, I'm kind of putting my arm out like a protective mum when you slam the brakes on. But there was one particular corner that I maybe took a little too fast for the milk and water bottle standards, and I could see them about to go flying.
Yeah.
Luckily, I saved the milk, but the water bottle went down into the footwell and just leaked everywhere. Like there was probably a good 2 cups of water that soaked through the mat in the passenger footwell.
I mean, still the lesser of two evils.
The lesser of evils, yes.
But still not ideal.
I didn't drive much over the weekend, so my car just sat there getting stagnant.
And everything's been moist already anyway.
Exactly. So there was no drying out.
Most of Queensland's had. Everything's already bit wet.
I know. So I got in the car this morning. I was like, oh, what is that? Anyway, so I'm going to have to start drying out the car somehow. 13, 10, 60 though. I'm sure there's worse stories than mine. Because as you said, I stopped the more evil of the two options and had a wet car instead. What is the bad smell that was in your car?
Bad smell in your car. 13 10 60. Mm. Maybe it was your husband. I don't know. 13 10 60.
Maybe he left his gym bag.
Maybe. If you want a bad smell in a car story, I got you covered. My dad, back when he was in his 20s, I would say, maybe even teen years, him and his brother, my Uncle Kenny, have always had a bit of a weird, practical, jokey kind of relationship.
Mm.
And Dad, just to pull one over Kenny, I don't know what Kenny did, probably deserved it, probably did some other prank or whatever, but Dad just got a single prong and he threaded it through like a loose wire under the passenger side of the car. So you know how cars... The seats are very springy and there's lots of wires and stuff underneath.
Yeah.
Dad got a prawn and just threaded it through like a loose bit of wire. And I think it took Kenny a couple of days before he could smell it.
And then that would have been foul.
Finally, after a week or so, he's like, there is something. This is a dead animal in this car.
He had to get down
on his hands and knees or whatever. And well, he was right. There was a dead animal in the car, but it hadn't crawled in there.
It was put there.
My dad got to it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Bad smell, though. Bad smell.
It does fit. What was the bad smell in your car? Give us a call.
Bad smell in your car. Best smell wins.
Worst smell wins.
Worst smell wins. Worst, best, bad smell wins on here. Ollie, what was the bad smell in your car?
It was actually my mate and my wife and I were trying to get from the Gabba back to the city one night.
Yeah.
And a guy in a flash car pulled up and we said, can we give you some money to give us a lift into town?
Yeah.
And we jumped in the back and he had a 1 litre milk carton sitting on the floor we didn't see.
Yeah.
And my wife jammed her foot down on the end of it and it, you know, they blow out at the top?
Yeah.
Blew out the top and the litre of milk went straight through under the driver's seat into his feet. And all we could say was it was absolutely dead quiet. All we could think was like, that is going to be ordinary to sort out.
Yeah. Don't own up, no matter what you do. Just get out of the car.
Just pay a little extra at the end.
Just slide out of the car. Do not own up, because that's impossible. How are you going to mop that up?
No.
You can't.
Good luck.
No worries. See ya.
Thanks, Ollie. Good call. 13 10 60. Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Amy. What was the bad smell in your car?
So I raw feed my dog. So I go and buy like pre-packed raw meat.
Yeah.
And I picked up my delivery like on a Thursday. I got back in my car on the Sunday and as soon as I opened the door, I was like, oh my God, what is that smell? So they used to come in like the sausage rolls, like the long tube.
Yeah.
And it had like rolled between my boot and the back seat of my car.
No.
Down between the crevice.
Gross.
And I didn't know. And so I get back in the car and this thing had exploded. Oh. And I was like, oh my God.
Exploded? Like,
meat.
I guess it would too. It would produce gases and stuff.
Yeah.
And, oh man, those rolled meats are already kind of gross, aren't they?
They're already a bit stinky, but then when they're off, oh, gross.
They explode in your car.
Yuck.
Tom, what was the bad smell in your car, mate?
How you going, guys? A few years ago, a partner of mine and me went shopping and we bought a number of things. And anyway, could smell the smell a few weeks later in the car. I was getting out and I could hear this buzzing sound, like a intense buzzing sound.
Yeah.
And I was trying to work out where it was coming from in the car. And anyway, I went to the boot and opened the boot up. And next thing I know, there's a swarm of, it must have been thousands of flies pouring out of the boot. Shut the boot real quick. It was the roast that had rolled out of the bag.
A roast chicken.
it was just a roast beef, I think it was, had
just
rolled out of the bag and behind a subwoofer in the back of the car.
Wow. Just a rando roast.
Turn the speaker on loud and things just start spitting out.
I like how you and Tom there too are like, was it a chicken? No, it was a beef. Like, it matters. It was meat, guys.
I found this hilarious tweet that I both shook my head at but also related to, and I needed to share it, Cliffo.
You have just surmised
yes.
the internet
yes.
in one sentence.
You're like, oh, yes, but oh, my God.
What's happened to life?
But this tweet was by a guy named Adam, and he said, my friend Luke didn't realise until he was an adult that lukewarm was a real temperature. He thought it was just a term his mum used to describe his bath water. Like it was his personal perfect temperature. It's lukewarm. Like yours would be Cliffo warm, and mine would be Gabby warm. And I was like, oh my God, this was me. Because when I was a kid, everyone used to say, oh, she's got the gift of the gab. And being that my that's my name, that I was like, what does that even mean? And I had to ask my mum. I was like, what does gift of the gab mean? Like, I know I'm gab. How am I a gift? And mum's like, no.
No, you're not a gift.
No, 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 no. That means you can talk a lot. I'm like,
It's kind of cute when you're a kid, but it becomes quite arrogant when you get older.
I'm a gift.
I'm a gift, man. Lukewarm was named after me.
Yes.
Hey, man, it's definitely a thing, though, because this is a story from years ago. I would have been like 21, 22, and I was at a pub with a mate, and we're getting steaks. And I grew up with this mate. We grew up in a little tiny country town where there was one restaurant that was attached to the pub. It was like the bistro.
Oh, yeah. We all know that one.
One pub town. Yes. Do you know what I mean? And the woman who owned it was named Diane. And my mate, Brant, grew up thinking that Diane sauce was named after Diane.
It was her special sauce.
So here we are, like years later. And I'm talking like 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, our families used to go to the bistro together. And, you know, his dad would have a steak with Diane's famous sauce. Fast forward like 15 years later or something like that, we're in our early 20s and we're at a pub probably about 4 hours away. And he's like, oh my God, they've got Diane's signature sauce here at this pub. And I'm like, no, Brent.
Mate.
That's Diane's sauce. It was a thing long before Diane, the owner of the bistro.
1060. Has this ever happened to you? What did you think was named after you? Like a phrase around your name was bandied around when you were a kid and you thought it was actually named after you. Yeah. They were talking about you. Like lukewarm, gift of the gab,
Diane sauce.
Like what is a phrase around
maybe
your name?
You're a Peter and you think, you know, there's a pick of peckled peppers or somewhere, I don't know.
Maybe a Sally and you sell seashells.
Seashells by the seashore. <don't know>.
What did you think was named after you?
Or dob someone else in too. Yeah, because we've really just found stories there too, like the Luke thing and my mate Brent who, like it happened to them.
Yep.
So if it happened to someone else as well.
Another one. My sister thought the Tiffany jewellery shop was named after her. She thought she had a brand of jewellery.
No, darling.
Please. People would wear a necklace that had Tiffany on it. She's like, hell yeah.
People like you and me are more Klein's people. We're not Tiffany & Co.
Visa.
131060. Give us a call. What did you think was named after you, a la lukewarm? Or do you know someone else who was arrogant enough to think something was named after them on hit? Anne's first up. Anne, how are you going?
Hey, good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Was it you who thought something was named after them or someone else?
It was my son.
What's his name?
Jackson.
And what did he think was named after him?
So when he was 3, we were deciding what we were going to have for dinner on a late night. And me and his dad turned around to each other and we're like, oh, what about Hungry Jack?
Yes.
And he just cacked it. He thought it was hilarious.
Hungry Jack.
And he was sitting in the back. He's like, yes, Hungry Jack's Hungry Total.
He's like, hell yes, I'm hungry.
That's my restaurant. And the burgers are better at my restaurant. Tom's next. Tom, was it you who was... You know, let's be honest, big-headed enough to think it was named after you?
No, mate, it was my brother. So my brother's name's Alan.
Alan.
And when we were kids, he thought that the tool Alan keys meant that they were his. So like, Dad, all the Alan keys were hidden under his bed and we had to ask permission to borrow his keys.
You get a loose bit of furniture and you have to go ask Alan for his key.
Like every time you open up a flat pack.
Oop, that's mine.
Alan is straight on. That'll be mine. Bank that one. How's this? This is a legitimate headline that has been doing the rounds over the last few days. Kendall Jenner cuts cucumber.
For good reason too.
Well done.
Yeah, she doesn't do it well.
No. If you haven't seen this video, it's a Barry Crocker.
It's terrible.
It's from the latest ep of The Kardashians, which is their new show. It's the same thing they've always done, but they're producing it now, and it's on Disney Plus now.
I prefer it. I actually think it's a better put-together show. It's more real.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah. Comes out of a Thursday.
It was very real the other day. Because Kendall was with her mamaja.
Yep.
Chris. And I think they're at Chris's house.
Yep.
Because Chris starts yelling, "Chef, chef, you know, come and help. Do this for Kendall."
Yeah.
Because Kendall is trying to slice a cucumber. And if you haven't seen the video, like, instead of holding the big bit and then slicing the slices off,
yeah,
she's holding the slices, like holding at the end she's cutting and then slicing.
She's about to just take the whole finger off, really.
It's the dumbest,
most
out of touch thing you will ever see. And it just shows, I guess, the life of privilege and the abnormal life the Kardashian clan actually have lived.
The fact that her mum offered to call the chef to come and cut a cucumber.
Well, I've got the look. Here's the audio. They actually did a story on Entertainment Tonight, so have a listen to this.
Kendall Jenner attempts to cut a cucumber on the latest episode of The Kardashians, and fans are extremely confused about her approach.
Do you want the chef to make you a snack?
I'm making it myself. Just gotta chop up some cucumber. It's pretty easy.
You go, girl.
I know, I'm kind of scared.
Hey, chef. Do you want to cut this up for her?
Watching Kendall Jenner cut a cucumber is one of the most painful things I've ever seen.
Do you like that Kris Jenner's like, you go, girl.
You cook
like,
your
that's
own
the kind
snack.
Of thing where, you know, I would expect Maureen, your mum, to say that if you're like, Mum, I'm going to attempt a half marathon. Oh, you go, girl. Not, I'm going to cut a cucumber.
I'm going to make my own snack. You go, girl.
You go, girl. It's so out of touch.
It is.
But
so funny.
As I've recently discovered, it's just the latest in a long line of out of touch celebrities.
Right.
Like the time Elton John once furiously rang his manager and complained that it was too windy and he demanded that the manager do something to stop it.
Fair call.
True story.
That'd be really hard.
These are all true. I didn't make any of these up. There was the time Justin Bieber visited Holocaust concentration camps and the Anne Frank house and then went on to write in the guest book at the Anne Frank house, he thinks she would have been a believer.
Yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow, that
tough one.
Yeah.
There was the revelation staff on the Ellen DeGeneres show were not allowed to talk to her, approach her, and even look at her. This rule went for her makeup artist as well.
Don't look at me while doing the eyeshadow.
And the creme de la creme for me, like this is a la Kendall Jenner trying to cut the cucumber. There was the time Oprah Winfrey forgot how to fill her car up with petrol because she said she hasn't done it since 1983. She was on a road trip with her bestie Gail and they both had to ask a random how to do it.
No.
Could you imagine that?
Excuse me. It's not that hard.
You over there, poor person, come hither.
You're always teasing me, Cliffo, that I'm that guy that reverse parks everywhere I go. I'm that person, a bit arrogant in my reversing skills.
I mean, I think you're actually going to open a bit of a bugbear here. Because I do find
okay, let's open that can of worms.
Let's do it. I mean, you brought it up. Let's stare at all. It annoys me how you reverse park every morning.
Yeah.
In our work car park.
Yes.
Because it's incredibly not busy. Like our work car park. Like it's the quietest car park ever. Like I do not remember the last time because I just drive straight in, nose into the car park.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the last time when I was reversing out leaving that I had to stop and wait. It's just never a thing. So
but
I'm
it's
like,
just easier.
It's Gabby thinks she's better than us. Reversing in every morning.
And I do it everywhere. I even reverse into my garage at home.
It's showing
so
off.
That it's nice and easy to whoop, get back out the next morning. And I've always been pretty good at reverse parking. Like back in the day, I actually used to have to reverse angle park I lived, which was very much more difficult
Canberra,
than just a normal one. It was a
weird
one.
Reverse angle park.
It was very difficult.
It's a good skill to have.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking that. I just think you flaunt it.
I don't know if I've got the skill anymore. That's the problem. So I've got a reverse camera. And I've been very reliant on the reverse camera, I so found out yesterday. Because I used to be great at reverse parking, just old school style. And then I got this reverse camera
as part of my new car.
This
might be new to young people. By the way.
Reverse cameras didn't exist back in the day, guys.
You know, back when Gabby and I learned to drive, there was no such thing as a reverse camera.
I didn't even have a reverse camera on my car.
Good girl.
So.
That's good.
Old school. But yesterday, for some reason, my computer in my car glitched.
Oh.
And when I put my car into reverse to go into my garage,
no camera.
It didn't come up. And I was like, oh. So I'm trying to reverse old school into my garage
at
home.
Oh, this is a test. This is. When's the last time I checked the rearview vision mirrors in line?
I know, right? So I had to like maneuver it in, and I managed to get it. It's a very tight car park. I managed to get it in the garage without scraping the car, but to get it close enough to the back wall to be able to shut the garage door was another issue. And so I had to get out of my car and go and see how much further I had to go back three times before I was back far enough to be able to shut the garage door.
You didn't
door.
Have the little red line on the camera.
I didn't have the little red line. Exactly. And so Nev, by the time I got upstairs, he was like, what the hell was going on down there? Because he just heard stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And next thing I know, I'm Googling, what is technology dependence? And I'm pretty sure I've got it. I'm
pretty sure that's fallen under that category. Gabs and everyone listening right now, everyone who's not a kid anymore, cast your mind back to when you were a child. Mm. I know, Gabby.
It was a good time.
It was a long time ago.
It was a very good time, wasn't it?
Very good time. It was a very long time ago for you and I, unfortunately. For me, a little bit more so. But do you remember when you were a little girl? I'm sure you would have been the same as me. Mm. But when you are little, stickers are life.
Stickers are the bomb.
When you're little.
I had a sticker book.
Sticker books, free stickers, like free stickers from radio stations.
Good.
But one of the best of the sticker world, I think, when you're little, was a sticker from your teacher.
Yep.
And
or just any kind of accolade with that
any
involved
kind of praise.
A sticker.
Yeah, that involved a sticker. I remember my teacher, Miss Lynch, she had real bright glittery stickers.
Yes.
And oh yeah.
They're like the best.
It's like a page of them and the little round ones, peel them off, get them if you do good work. Anyway, that's sort of been thrust back into my world because I am the homework guy for my nearly 8-year-old daughter, Matilda. I am the main homework helper. And homework has got a bit of a step up for her because she's in grade 3 now. Yeah. And for the first time, she's starting to do stuff where I have to go, oh, geez, how do you do that again?
I was about to ask how you're going with her homework.
Because when it's in prep and stuff, it's like spell the word dog. Like, I can
do
that.
You got that down pat.
I'm like, I can nail this. This is so easy. Give me a challenge. But now she's in grade 3.
You're like,
she's starting to get stuff like about prime numbers and perpendicular and you know what I mean? Like alliteration and synonym. And I'm like, okay, we're going to have to remind myself. Like I've had to more than once Google.
Google.
So when she does really good on homework now, I'm really like puff chested. And usually her teacher, who's amazing, she's got a great teacher, but usually her teacher just marks the homework or whatever and puts this stamp on it at the end just to like, it's got the date on it. It's like good work or whatever. You've done the homework and acknowledgement so you'd get the stamp.
Yep.
But the other day, Matilda comes back and there's a sticker on the homework. And this is suddenly what goes through my mind. Walking around puffy chested, like around the house, like I have achieved some sort of greatness.
Because you completed a year 3's homework.
Because I've done a year 3's homework with a year 3er and I'm feeling good. And to be honest, my wife, she doesn't want to do the homework and she appreciates that I do it and she appreciates it's getting harder. So she gets home from work and I'm like, you're never going to believe it. Like, we got a sticker on our homework today.
But we
even
got a
my
sticker.
Wife is like rubbing my head going, good job, love. Good job. The Hit Breakfast Show.